and next we're going to consider the career choices of a man who lets people shoot him for a living. He's working near the boardwalk at Coney Island in Brooklyn. NPR's Robert Smith sent this audio postcard from the firing range.
You don't go to Coney Island for class. You go for the rides. You go for the sideshow.
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the greatest show this side of the Midway.
You go for these so-called games of skill.
Always the winner, always the bride.
But I'd never seen this before. There's a crowd around a vacant lot just off the boardwalk. They're staring at a guy dressed in a helmet and padding, running for his life.
Check it out, check it out. This is the sickest game on the boardwalk. It's the only game you get to shoot at a live human target.
It takes a moment to realize that the shooters are using paintball guns. A short man with a crew cut, Anthony Velangeri, is taking their money.
I called it Shoot the Freak because it's a name you'll never forget. You might not remember what you did today, but you'll remember if you shot the freak.
You get 5 shots for $3, 10 shots for $5. There's nothing to win. The only reward is hitting the freak, also known as Matthew Behan. He dodges and weaves, ducks and feigns injury when he's hit. When there are no paying customers, he takes off the paint-covered mask and shoves French fries in his mouth. What makes him the freak?
I'm an actor. I just graduated from school. I need money quick, so I'm looking at him.
Come on, I got 2 open guns. Just can all shoot the freak at once, because I don't give a freak.
Hey, cutie.
Shoot the Freak is a perfect Coney Island attraction. Just sick and wrong enough to draw every eye on the boardwalk. And you can never predict who's going to shoot. Leather-clad biker guys will walk right on by. Then some clean-cut kid will nail the freak in the throat.
It relieves a lot of tension.
You're 13 years old. You have tension?
Yeah. Exams. School exams.
I guess everyone's shooting paintballs at their own inner freak. Who knows if they're imagining their boss out there, or the guy who cut them off on the freeway. But that's what makes this whole thing a little creepy. You stand here long enough, you start to identify with the freak, and you wonder why these normal-looking people enjoy shooting him quite so much.
He has a sense of power. It's a power trick.
But I'm asking too many questions. Velangeri comes over and tells me to lighten up. It's just a game.
He's not a real freak. It's not like I have a deformed guy that you're shooting at and he's chained to a chair or something. It's meant to be. You know, it's out for fun.
Then he offers me a few shots, free of charge. I take a pass, but I don't walk away either. This is a spectacle, and I don't want to miss a thing.
Come on, aim for his head, little guy. Nice shot. Look, you purpled him up really good there.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Coney Island.
Come on, do the other eye now, and you won't be able to see.